grandfather retired in about 1962. He'd been working since he was 12 years old, which was about 1911. About 3 hours west of Brisbane, he managed to make his life for his family. And at about 63 years of age, he retired to the Redcliffe Peninsula, where he bought a little fibro cottage beside the beach in Scarborough. And his seven children, his six sons and his daughter, and their children, every Christmas, would congregate in Scarborough. 20 years of cousins, from my oldest cousin to my youngest. About 25 of us would congregate and have fun and play and go to the beach and build sandcastles. And for me, that was Christmas. The men drinking beer, having Christmas lunch together, this great mob of people on hot, humid summer December days. Yes, back in those days we used to have the roasts and the plum pudding, but we also had the prawns and the crabs and the salads, and would eat for probably the better part of a week with Christmas in the middle of it. It was all about family. It's not so much like that nowadays. That greater family, those 24 cousins who ranged from teenagers to infants, have now all grown up and are fast becoming grey-haired, near retirees, most of them. And their children are having children. So the generations move on and move away from each other, and the greater family is becoming far more disconnected. But that's what it was like for me all those years ago in the 60s, the 70s and into the 80s, when my grandfather was the patriarch of the greater family and we all got together. Merry Christmas, everyone, from the land down under. And I'll leave you with my favourite Christmas song on this hot, humid Australian Christmas Day.
I really like Christmas. It's sentimental, I know, but I just really like it. I am hardly religious. I'd rather break bread with Dawkins than Desmond Tutu, to be honest. And yes, I have all of the usual objections to consumerism, to the commercialization of an ancient religion, to the westernization of a dead Palestinian press ganged into selling PlayStations and beer. But I still really like it. I'm looking forward to Christmas, though I'm not expecting a visit from Jesus. I'll be seeing my dad, my brother and sisters, my gran and my mum. They'll be drinking white wine in the sun. I don't go in for ancient wisdom. I don't believe just 'cause ideas are tenacious, it means that they're worthy. I get freaked out by churches. Some of the hymns that they sing have nice chords, but the lyrics are dodgy. And yes, I have all of the usual objections to the miseducation of children who in tax-exempt institutions are taught to externalize blame and to feel ashamed and to judge things as plain right or wrong. But I quite like the songs. I'm not expecting big presents. The old combination of socks, jocks and chocolates is just fine by me. 'Cause I'll be seeing my dad, my brother and sisters, my gran and my mum. They'll be drinking white wine in the sun. I'll be seeing my dad, my brother and sisters, my gran and my mum. They'll be drinking white wine in the sun. And you, my baby girl, my jet-lagged infant daughter, you'll be handed round the room like a puppy at a primary school. And you won't understand, but you will learn someday that wherever you are and whatever you face, these are the people who'll make you feel safe in this world. My sweet blue-eyed girl. And if my baby girl, when you're 21 or 31 and Christmas comes around and you find yourself 9,000 miles from home, you'll know whatever comes. Your brothers and sisters and me and your mom will be waiting for you in the sun when Christmas comes. Your brothers and sisters, your aunts and your uncles, your grandparents, cousins, and me and your mom will be waiting for you in the sun, drinking white wine in the sun. Darling, whenever you come, we'll be waiting for you in the sun, drinking white wine in the sun, waiting for you in the sun. Darling, when Christmas comes, we'll be waiting for you in the sun, waiting. I really like Christmas. It's sentimental, I know.